Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer Time!
Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortez with you in studio. Special guest today from the Center of Inclusive Design and Environmental Access, the Idea Center at the University of Buffalo School of Architecture. Say good morning with me to Jonathan White. Good morning, morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Jonathan is a licensed architect, and he works at the UB Idea Center. And he believes that that the built environment must respond to the need of everyone, allowing all people to be independent and self-sufficient as long as they desire. We're going to unpack what that means, and we're going to learn about universal design. First, let's start with explaining maybe the definition of what is universal design.
Sure. The definition of universal design is that it's a process that enables and empowers a diverse population by improving human performance, health and wellness, and social participation. In short, it makes life easier, healthier, and friendlier for all.
So when we think about that, you know, we think about the evolution of homes and how largely homes were built and still are, where if you were in a wheelchair, you're not getting in it, unless modifications were made to that home. And so the idea of handicap accessibility became a catchphrase that is used far and wide in a lot of, obviously in commercial settings, it's required to be handicap accessible, not yet required in a home setting because that's a personal undertaking. But the whole idea here is to eliminate that that difference between what was and what is in design.
Right. And we're not talking about taking, you know, what's in the ADA or what you might find in a public building and doing that to houses. There are different levels of access that you could have, and you could plan neighborhoods that, you know, a lot of neighborhoods are mass produced. You know, they build a whole block at a time, right? And so you could plan the neighborhood so that the neighborhood is ready to be adapted by having certain design features that can make it easier to adapt if somebody needs to. For example, that the house isn't so far off the ground that to put a ramp in at the proper slope can't fit on the property.
Right.
Well, then you're stuck.
Right.
Well, if the house is just, you know, enough that you've got a space planned where here's where the ramp could go, or a bathroom on the first floor, you know, with a wide enough door and enough space to get in and blocking behind the wall. So if you want to put in those grab bars later, you can without having to try to punch holes in the wall.
Yeah, or have them be unsupported.
Yeah, have them be dangerously unsupported, yeah.
So the whole idea of what you're touching your toe into now is the discussion of aging in place and maybe not necessarily including the elements of aging in the initial design, but planning them to be part of the future.
Right. So it's making sure that the house is going to work so that if somebody wants to stay there for as long as they want, they can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's talk about that for a moment. Staying put. That's really a popular theme right now. Aging in place. We do a lot of that kind of work. We also do a lot of multi-generational work. So there's a shift, tell me if you agree, in what a home has become.
Yeah, I mean, and throughout, you know, decades, you know, or civilization, houses are different things. And in different cultures, they're different things. And different family units form in different ways. And the number, the size of a household grows and shrinks over time. Kids, they grow up, they move out. Then maybe, you know, an older grandparent moves back in. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, houses are constantly changing. I can't quote the source on this, but I know we use it a lot, is that any given house, because it's built to last, these houses are over 100 years old a lot of times. Mm-hmm. The probability of having a visitor with a disability in that house at some point during the life is 97%.
Yeah.
The probability that somebody's going to live there with a disability is 25% at some point during that house's life.
That's lifespan. Fascinating.
Yeah, whether it's temporary, it could be a temporary disability. You know, you break your leg and you're in a wheelchair. But it's not just about people with disabilities. It's about everybody too. Families who have strollers, you know, those are on wheels, and trying to get those up and down, a winding staircase, can be a problem. And so it's thinking, you know, not just about people with disabilities and how we might age, but also thinking about families generally and how they grow and change over time.
So with that said, is it safe to say that there's a shift in design theory that's kind of part of what universal design is and what the Idea Center is all about, is to change our focus as to how we go about designing structures?
Yes, I think leading that push, that change, to get people to think a little bit differently. Instead of thinking here's how we've always done it, think a little bit more about, you know, the user of the house and how their needs might change over time. We're not talking, like I said, we're not talking about necessarily putting in everything from the start and raising the costs and everything like that, but just making smart decisions about how the house is laid out and the space planning, so that, you know what, if somebody were in a wheelchair or you have to push that stroller or bicycle or whatever through the unit or through the house, you can do that.
Well, you know, what you're talking about now, you can equate to what's become a very popular component in home design, and that is the open concept.
Yes, definitely. An open concept works great, in housing design. You know, we see that happening in offices someplace, and it's not as well received because there's conflicts with people talking on the phone and the noise, and everybody's got a different temperature idea. Mm-hmm. You know, within a house, I'm sure that still happens, but to a lesser degree, and you can manage that, you know, within your family,
When we come back, we're going to take what universal design is apart and look at different areas of our life that the universal design has actually become a part of that you may not be aware of. And you can participate in the discussion by jumping on the phone right now and giving us a call. Our local number is 716-803-0930. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. And, of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and running at 716-803-0930. You can always reach me during the week by emailing me, hammertime@cortese.net, or better than that, why not stop in and see our brand new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. We'd love to have you come by for a Come Home to Cortese tour. By the way, the cooking school, the November class is sold out. And we've got some openings for the Holiday Traditions December class, so check that out on our website, cortese.net. Check out everything we do there, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small project division, all listed on our website. But again, the invitation to come out and see us in person. Pay us a brick and mortar at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We'd love to have you come by. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. We'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to say good morning to Christina Schwendler. She's the manager of the transit location of Lakeshore Savings Bank, the Clarence branch, as we like to call it. She's our banker at Cortese Construction. Good morning, Christina.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great on this beautiful sunny day.
Unfortunately, we have to report that the home equity line of credit rate has risen to 4.5 in light of the Federal Reserve's shift in raising interest rates, but that's still okay because it's still a good rate.
Absolutely. That is still a one-year rate that we are offering to our customers, which is still considerably low, considering the rate environment that we're in right now.
Now, a question has come up often already at the Cortese office is regarding the fixing of a rate. And what could we get on a fixed rate right now, Christina, if you know, let's say a 15-year amortization?
Sure, absolutely. So that is one of the nice things about the home equity line of credit is you do have an option to take a specific amount of funds out and make that into a fixed rate.
Mm-hmm.
If you were looking to do a 15-year fixed rate, depending, if this is a second lien on your home or a first lien, you know, the rate does vary just a slightly.
Okay.
But you're looking at a rate of about 5.5% to lock that in.
Wow, that's not bad.
Note that's considerably lower right now than your standard mortgage rates.
Exactly. And would we still offer that at no cost?
Absolutely.
So no application, no appraisal, no closing costs. 5.5 fixed for 15 years is available.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly guide people in that direction. If when you think about the 4.5 fixed for 12 months, when you can get the 5.5 fixed for 15 years, I think that kind of weighs out in my mind.
Absolutely. It's just it's a decision that, consumers are just taking into consideration, what's going to work best for them. You know, a lot of people don't want to worry about what the rate's going to be in a year, so they just automatically will lock that in.
Now, the bank is charging more, but guess what? The bank is paying more, too. Isn't that right?
That is correct. So we do have a money market right now that we are offering to our customers that's at 2%. And the great thing about money markets is, obviously it is a liquid account, meaning that it is fully available to you. We do have some great CD rates as well, short term to long term. And, those rates are anywhere from 2.75 to 3.15.
Wow, you could really do well there. Lakeshore Savings Bank, not only can you borrow money for your home improvements with home equity, you can certainly invest with their CD special rates going on right now. Christina Schwendler, the manager of the Clarence branch, the phone number there is
716-688-6114.
Repeat that, Christina.
716-688-6114.
For 131 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. We've all been there. You flush, the water starts rising, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. When you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don's a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Call Don from Plumbing Help Now. Write down this number, 861-7337, 861-7337, plumbinghelpnow.net.
Violent crime, soaring taxes, record inflation. Sean Ryan's policies are making things worse. Sean Ryan supports cashless bail, rising heating bills, and an unaffordable Western New York. Ed Rath will make Western New York safer and more affordable. Rath will support law enforcement, lower middle-class taxes, and reduce energy bills. Vote to make New York safer, stronger, and more affordable. Vote Ed Rath for State Senate.
Paid for by Ed Rath for Senate.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello is the fighter we need in Albany. He's fought for record funding for our police departments. He suspended the gas tax and increased rebate checks for homeowners to fight inflation. And Assemblyman Angelo Morinello restored funding for veterans counseling services. Whether he's working in the district or voting in Albany, Assemblyman Angelo Morinello will always put our families first.
Paid for by Judge Angelo Morinello for Assembly.
Hey folks, Gorilla Garage Gear is offering you a garage door tune-up at a discount. I'll get to the discount in a minute. But the technician will come over to your house. He'll check the proper alignment of your door panels. He'll check the door for proper balance. Check the torque for every fastener. Check the rollers for wear. He'll check the cables to make sure there's no binding or pinching. He'll check the springs. He'll check the bottom seal. He'll inspect the exterior weather strip. He'll check the hinges. He'll lubricate the parts. He'll check the opener. He'll check for proper tension, inspect the opener sprocket, and inspect the wiring. And that is all valuable. And that's all available now for you at a 50% discount, 50% off this 15-point garage door and opener inspection by giving Gorilla Garage Gear a call. The price is only $34.99. That's right, 50% off. And you need to call Gorilla Garage Gear to get that discount. And of course, the phone number, 715-6927, 716-715-6927. Gorilla Garage Gear offering you a garage door tune-up at a 50% discount. Give them a call today or check them out online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Hey, folks, how do you instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you, natural light and fresh air, that's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Valex offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being as well. Lenco can help you with Valex skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Valex. Find out more about Valex skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Or stop in to Seneca Street, Sheridan in Transit, or Delaware in Sheridan. Tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer Time.
1023 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930, speaking with Jonathan White. He's an architect from the Idea Center, which is part of the University of Buffalo School of Architecture. We'll talk about that as well and how unique that whole component of education is within our school here in Buffalo, and how it's pretty much cutting edge. One of the only architectural schools that have an Idea Center?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we've held a federal grant from the Department of Education on universal design since 1999. It's a five-year, $5 million grant. It gets recompeted every 5 years or so. I think there was 1 year why they didn't. That's why the number's off by a year. We've held that since 1999, and so we've been doing research on that since.
Okay. So we have a texter, and then we're going to get into the goals of your universal design, and we want to ask you to participate in the program, too, by giving us a call or texting in at 803-0930. So let's see here. One question that a texter is writing. Aging in place, current bathroom is on the second floor. Are there funds available to convert a first floor room into a bathroom to accommodate an aging inhabitant? I don't know of anything for an aging inhabitant, but I do know, and you can speak about this too, Jonathan, that there are funds available for children that have handicap needs.
Yeah. We typically try not to use the term handicap. We will use the term people with disabilities, that sort of thing.
There you go.
We call that person first language. But So the state has a program where if there was an onset of a disability before the age, I can't remember if it's 18 or 21, but if the onset of the disability is before that time, it's a Medicaid waiver program.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Idea Center works with Inclusive Architecture PLLC, who's one of my bosses, runs that. the PLLC doesn't make any money off of it. Mm-hmm. It all goes to the Idea Center. We go out there and we will evaluate a home for, you know, whatever it is.
Really? We're
converting a room downstairs to a bathroom, installing a platform lift or a ramp, whatever it needs, or sometimes even, you know, putting a bedroom on the first floor for a child, you know, if but it's all need based, you know. If a caregiver is having a tough time carrying the child up the stairs, the child's getting older, we need to do something. Maybe a stair lift will work. You know, one of those chairs that mm-hmm. sits on the stairs. You know, we find out what's going to be the best and lowest cost, you know, option.
So it's interesting that shift in our language you mentioned.
Yeah.
What did you call it?
People with disabilities, person first language.
Person
so we
first
emphasize
language.
The person first. I mean, you know, we try. I try not to correct people too much on the first.
Well, but it's a fascinating dialogue unto itself that, you know, we have to actually think, change our thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so we'll say things, you know, we'll call something accessible. You know, instead of handicap accessible, we'll just say, you know, it's accessible to people with disabilities or people who use wheelchairs.
Well, you know, there's a negative connotation with that term, because not only does it look institutional in its appearance, you know, it's not welcoming.
Right.
And so this idea of shifting our mindset to universal design, it actually has more of a broad-based appeal, right?
Yeah, the idea is that it's for everyone. And so that, like, good universal design that's done well, you're not going to notice it.
Exactly.
And that's what's tough to make it, you know, penetrate the market, because people aren't necessarily going to ask for it or call for it by name. They just know they want a product or environment to work for them. And so they don't know, hey, I want this universally designed something. They just say, oh, this is great. This works.
You know, exactly. I
didn't have any problems in this experience.
Yeah.
A good design you don't notice.
So let's jump into the goals of universal design. If you want to take those apart, because they're fascinating to me as to how, like you just said, how they're permeating our society and we don't even realize it.
Right. So the goals are derived from that definition I gave earlier. So the first thing is that universal design is a process, right? So there's no such thing as this is UD and this is not. It's you know, ever going. You can always have a better and better design. If you have more funds, more resources, you could always make a design better, right? And so that's the first thing. It's a process enables and powers a diverse population by improving three things: human performance, health and wellness, and social participation. And so these goals are derived from that. So the health and wellness, the human performance part of that involves the goal of body fit.
Mm-hmm.
The design accommodating a wide range of body sizes and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. But not just designing to, you know, the average, the 50th percentile, right? Try to get to those extremes, what's below the 5th and above the 95th percentile.
So eliminating the idea of an average.
Right, right. You know, I mean, you have an average, but that means, you know, it's going to fit that person in the middle, great.
Right.
But the people on the ends are the ones who are left out. And that's what universal design is trying to bring in, is those people who are at the end.
So
of
give
the
us an example of that.
Well, boy, and any sort of space clearance that you would provide, let's say whether it's,
okay,
you know, for wheel mobility use,
mm-hmm.
Putting things at the appropriate height for reaching.
There you go.
You know, so it might be a thermostat that's up a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different examples of body fit. It's just having doors that are just wide enough to get through. And we, you know, so a lot of times people say, well, I don't use a wheelchair. Why do I need this in my house? And even if, you know, maybe I don't want to stay here forever and maybe I won't ever need a wheelchair. But you know what? It's also good for moving furniture in and out of a room.
There
right?
you go.
So you know, it's thinking about, you know, what are the other benefits of this? Not just thinking about it in terms of, well, I might have a disability or I don't have a disability.
Well, it does definitely go way beyond, you know, being bound to a wheelchair mm-hmm. or perhaps having to be using a walker or mm-hmm. a cane for stairs and for, you know, height out mm-hmm. of grade, as you mentioned. And we're going to get into that as we take us through the show here. But body fit, the whole idea of there being not a universal size, one size fits all.
Right. And that's why sometimes the term universal design is confusing. And we use inclusive design at our center because universal sort of sounds like a universal fit glove, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to, you know, how good is that going to fit? We mean universal in the universal sense, in the whole universe. It works for everybody in the universe.
Does that speak at all about body size too? Because the average
yes.
body size has changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And so we have a lot of research too on how that's changed over time. You know, I couldn't quote the specifics, you know, off the top of my head. But yeah, that's definitely part of it. You know, when we look at, so universal design is about health and wellness too, right? Preventing disease mm-hmm. and preventing disabilities, mm-hmm. you know, as well, keeping people active and healthy. And so that's definitely part of it.
Okay, it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with this interesting discussion with Jonathan White right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A portion of the state's new gun law still cannot be enforced in Erie and Niagara counties. U.S. District Judge John Sinatra Jr. sides with two Buffalo area clerics and gun rights organizations who had sued and sought a hold on enforcement of the law, making it a crime to carry a gun into a place of worship. Erie County D.A. John Flynn reacts.
I'm going to do whatever the law tells me to do. Whatever the statute says, whatever a judge says, I'm going to follow the law. And I'm going to follow what judges tell me to do.
Flynn notes polling places are off limits to bring a weapon, and there may be a conflict Tuesday because some churches serve as polling places. Mayor Brown, Congressman Brian Higgins, and State Senator Tim Kennedy were in East Buffalo detailing more than $95 million in investments planned for infrastructure projects for the community. Brown says a series of meetings will take place to ensure funds are going to where residents want most. The town of Amherst teaming up with NOCA to turn food scrap into compost. It's part of the town's organic recycling program, including working with residents to compost food scraps. The partnership begins in the new year. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Twin City Glass. Yes, Twin City Glass has been around, since the early 60s, and we've been dealing with them as a company for quite a bit of time, too, and we're happy to have them be part of our Hammer Time family. You know, they can help you increase the value of your home. That's right, updating your bathroom can help increase the value of your home. That's why when we do our bath renovations, we partner with the best, and that best includes Twin City Glass. What do they do? Well, they can offer you a custom glass enclosure for your shower, your bathtub. They can make a mirror for you, too. That's, as I said, they've been around for over 50 years, and they are located in Willitzer Park. Stop in. Tell them Dominic sent you. Here's their number, 716-694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. Stop in to Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
I'm Congressman Lee Zeldin, running to be your next governor. Early voting begins on October 29th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. This is your opportunity to save our state. If you're sick and tired of the attacks on our freedoms, wallets, public safety, and kids' education, make your voice heard by voting on Row C for the Conservative Party candidates. Kathy Hochul and her socialist allies have New York headed straight off the cliff. They've enacted radical policies that protect criminals and punish law-abiding citizens. Hochul has ignored New York's hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet. Make your voice heard by voting for your conservative candidates where it counts most on Row C, the conservative line. Paid for by Zeldin for New York.
The Cold Climate Heat Pump is the easier, simpler way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, honey, it's me, your heat pump. Aren't I making your life way easier every single day? I saw you, and you literally just lifted one finger and voila, comfort, just like that. Hey, it's me again, just giving you props for finally kicking out that ugly window AC. Okay, call me back.
A heat pump is easier, it's simpler, it says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Pat Burke and the radical politicians who control Albany and Washington have totally lost touch. After soaring inflation and energy bills, after free college for inmates and illegal immigrants, and after Pat Burke tried to force kindergartners to learn about sex and gender identity, enough is enough. Pat Burke, Kathy Hochul, Joe Biden. They're just not working for us.
Paid for by Sandy for Assembly.
Head north for the holidays. The border is open for all travelers to visit Canada. This year will be more magical than ever when you spend the holiday season in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Lift your spirits at the Shaw Festival with two wonderful holiday classics, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, featuring singing and dancing in some of Berlin's greatest songs, and be reminded of what Christmas is all about with Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Buy tickets to both plays and save 20%. Visit shawfest.com and make it a true true holiday getaway with a stay at Vintage Hotels in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Book a memorable stay at Queen's Landing, Pillar and Post, or Prince of Wales Hotel. Featuring farm-to-table dining, luxurious accommodations, and breakfast for two. Visit vintage-hotels.com to select your preferred hotel. Book today. vintage-hotels.com. Make holiday memories in historic Niagara-on-the-Lake, Canada, with a stay at the Vintage Hotels and a visit to the Shaw Festival.
I'm Congressman Lee Zeldin, running to be your next governor. Early voting begins on October 29th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. This is your opportunity to save our state. If you're sick and tired of the attacks on our freedoms, wallets, public safety, and kids' education, make your voice heard by voting on Row C for the Conservative Party candidates. Kathy Hochul and her socialist allies have New York headed straight off the cliff. They've enacted radical policies that protect criminals and punish law-abiding citizens. Hochul has ignored New York's hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet. Make your voice heard by voting for your conservative candidates where it counts most on Row C, the conservative line. Paid for by Zeldin for New York.
Hey folks, you've heard me talk about Ava Roofing for some time now and how I feel they do excellent work. Well, I am not alone. Western New Yorkers have shouted from the rooftops and proclaimed Ava Roofing as the best roofing company in the Best of 716 poll. Congratulations, Anatoly and his family. Now, when you call Ava, you get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing. An expert foreman will show up and they will offer you a 10-year labor warranty on your roof. Call 716-343-ROOF or go to Ava Roofing. You can schedule your appointment right online and learn more about the third annual roof giveaway. No purchase is necessary. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:37 is Hammer Time, and it's Dominic Cortez, and we are speaking to Jonathan White. Jonathan is from the School of Architecture, the Idea Center, and we're touching on the whole principles of universal design and what that means. And we've got a caller on the line, so we'll entertain that first, and then we'll go back into our discussion of the goals of universal design. Sally in Dunkirk, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sally.
I actually designed Virginia and made it really nice. First universal design home.
Sally, we're hearing every other word. So it's either yourself.
Sorry, let me go to my phone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, I actually designed one of the first universal homes in Virginia years ago in the 90s. And a lot of that stuff is very practical, especially
right.
if you're new build or renovation. You put blocking in your shower,
right.
in your tub, your behind your toilet, the light switches and all. But it's huge, the wider doorways
yep.
throughout the home.
Yep.
It's just a big deal, and it doesn't really cost anything.
Exactly. Well said. Would you summarize what Sally's comment is? Jonathan,
yeah.
into that principle that it's basically common sense and
yeah.
practical?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of these things don't really cost that much more. I mean, we did a study, it's many years ago now, so the prices are probably out of whack. But, you know, to do wider doors as opposed to, you know, a 32-inch door versus a 36-inch door, and especially if you're only doing them on necessary, you know, rooms, you know, so sometimes the cost is zero
yeah.
difference. I mean, or you're just a marginal little cost. Compare that to, okay, having to do that later. Well, now you're talking about ripping
yeah.
apart a wall, doing
well
drywall
said.
And all that.
Well said.
The biggest cost issue, you know, when we talk about cost in universal design, a lot of people will say, well, it's probably going to cost more. But like I, you know, universal design, because it's not mandated by code, you can sort of pick and choose what you want to do and do stuff that's going to help you the most and give you a lot of bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we talk a lot about value. And so try to align what your values are. You know, if you're, you know, wanting to have a large family and a large extended family and everybody's going to be living in this house together. You know, that's your value. Okay, now pick universal design goals that align with your values.
Now, you mentioned, you know, social awareness and inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
is a big theme here. Do you ever see the theories and principles becoming part of code?
Sometimes. I mean, a lot of the work that we do at the Idea Center as part of our research actually do inform code. So the original standards, the research that made up the ADA was based on research that my boss, Dr. Seinfeld, helped do in the 1970s. And it was a sample size of about 60 wheelchair users. And there weren't that many different wheelchairs back then. Mm-hmm. There weren't all these power wheelchairs and scooters. Mm-hmm. In the 2000s, we did research on over 500 wheel mobility users. And some of that is making its way into codes now. There's a new international building code out, 2021, right. References some right. of these larger space clearances. It's not right. adopted by all the states yet. It's not clear what New York will do.
Right.
But, you know,
turning platforms.
Yeah, the turning spaces mm-hmm. Have increased by 7 inches because mm-hmm. we found, well, that's instead of accommodating 75% of manual wheelchair users, that's accommodating 95% by increasing by 7 inches. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not everywhere in the building. That's just where that turning space right. is needed. And right. sometimes that space was there anyway.
Anything else you wanted to add, Sally?
Well, I say lever handles on doorknobs are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Casement windows can be because they have levers that can be used to open and close them.
Right.
But it really is a lot of common sense. The rocker switches instead of the little switches are great for people that are handicapped and et cetera.
We talked about body fit, and one of the components of that would be, as you mentioned already, Jonathan, reachability.
Yeah, being able to reach, you know, something that's out of reach, or having options. So, like, if you're designing a closet, you know, let's say a walk-in closet. Those are popular in houses nowadays, walk-in closet. Having, you know, racks of clothes at two heights, mm-hmm. right? So some is up high, some's down low. You know, or having, you know, cubbies, and they're built in at all, instead of just a shelf up high and one clothing rod up high, and then there's nothing else. So that's just another example of body fit. Another one would be like handrails at two heights. You know, who needs handrails? Kids.
Right.
Kids using stairs need handrails, and, you know, perhaps somebody who's older mm-hmm. who has difficulty using the stairs. So,
yeah.
So that's another example.
Thank you for sharing, Sally.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Thanks for doing this. I mean, it's really a good concept that
It is.
Enough attention.
It is. Thank you for mentioning
you're
that.
Welcome. All
right.
Bye-bye.
Sally's line is now available at 803-0930. So we talked about body fit. Let's talk about comfort next.
Yeah. So comfort is sort of goes with body fit. It's another human performance goal. But it's about ensuring that the demands of the designer are within desirable limits of body function and perception. So it's not just about can you fit, but is it comfortable? And so this can be things like physical comfort, like a chair or mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But it can also be temperature,
sure.
lighting, acoustics, that sort of thing. And in a house, so acoustics might mean making sure you're insulating the walls between
right.
bedrooms so
right.
that you can get a good night's sleep. Lighting, maybe in a kitchen, making sure you have adequate lighting so you don't, you know, cut yourself, you know,
sure.
You know, having under cabinet lighting or several levels of lighting, adjustability, sure. dimmability. Sometimes people don't want to put the light on at night because it's just blindingly bright. We'll have, you know, I actually have a dimmer switch in my bathroom now, right?
Like, sure. Or a nightlight feature.
Yeah, nightlight feature. Always putting an electrical outlet on a, if you have a stairway, putting an electrical outlet near the bottom so you can plug in.
Again, falling into the category of common sense and practicality.
Yeah.
The next is, I think, one that we maybe gloss over, and that's awareness.
Yeah, awareness. And this is making sure that that the critical information to use is easily perceived. And so, you know, again, this is sort of a common sense thing, but like faucets, you know, everybody knows that the cold is on the right, the hot is on the left. I had a sink in my basement that was done the wrong way, right? And I would always turn it on wrong every time I was there, right?
Habit.
Right, yeah. And so you know, it could be something as simple as that. But it's just making sure that whatever you need to do to use the home is easily conveyed. And going with that is the goal of understanding. So it's not just perceiving what we need to do, but then understanding what
Why?
To do with that information. Mm-hmm. So making sure the methods of operation or use are intuitive and clear. Again, going back to the faucets as well is a good example of both of these.
Okay, then we're going to get into more of this discussion and ask you to participate as well, as I said, 803-0930. It is 10:45, time for our next break. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, part of practicality in your home is breathing clean indoor air. And the only way you can do that is to regularly have your ductwork cleaned. And the only place I send you to, of course, is to Indoor Air Professionals. patented column duct cleaning system, blasts all the gunk off your ductwork walls. They suck it out. They leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra. That is one of their services. Of course, the medical grade air purifier ensures that you're breathing healthy air, as well as the high capacity dehumidifier breathing safe air that's been properly dried so you're not breathing overly humid air. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you hit on a couple of good ones there. And of course, we are headlong into duct cleaning season. And, you know, people ask all the time, what about a, you know, what is the interval? You said regularly. And we've really boiled it down to like 3 to 6 years. So for the people that have allergies, asthma, sinus, they use our service. They notice a big difference right away. Some stop taking medication or using their inhalers for asthma. And those people will call us back in 3 or 4 years. We don't even send a postcard or email reminder for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then other people that say, I used to dust 3 times a week, they'll call back in like, you know, 4 to 6 years. But if it, the main thing is, you know, a lot of people have had their ducts cleaned and don't get those results because the best equipment only cleans 40 to 50% out, and we get 95% out.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to call this morning for the Hammer Time Radio discounts that only you can get. What are they this week, Peter?
Okay, so let's start where you mentioned the high-capacity dehumidifier by April Air. This is about the last week because we have a hard November 14th deadline on the $100 manufacturer's rebate. So $250 off from indoor air on that, $100 rebate, that makes it $350 off. That's going away soon, so you got to call today. Mm-hmm. The Healthway Medical Grade Air Purifier, the compact unit that we've recently introduced, $449, covers 3 to 500 square feet. And, of course, the one you have, the Deluxe, 1,200 square feet, you can still save $300 off of that. And the whole house, amazing unit, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. All of these are, is $500 off. So, and then duct cleaning, yeah, you can still save anywhere from $90 to $150 off, but we're about the end of November here, but we can put you on a priority move-up list.
Okay. 683-3000, you heard the Peter. You heard Peter. Only you can get these discounts, but you need to call right now. 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
I'm Congressman Lee Zeldin, running to be your next governor. Early voting begins on October 29th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. This is your opportunity to save our state. If you're sick and tired of the attacks on our freedoms, wallets, public safety, and kids' education, make your voice heard by voting on Row C for the Conservative Party candidates. Kathy Hochul and her socialist allies have New York headed straight off the cliff. They've enacted radical policies that protect criminals and punish law-abiding citizens. Hochul has ignored New York's hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet. Make your voice heard by voting for your conservative candidates where it counts most on Row C, the conservative line. Paid for by Zeldin for New York.
Ed Rath is a career politician who's hiding from his record by slinging mud. But it won't work, because State Senator Sean Ryan delivers for Western New York families. The son of a teacher and a firefighter, Sean honors hard work and has the grit to get the job done. That's why he cut taxes for working and middle-class New Yorkers and made childcare a reality for thousands of families. Tackled crime by increasing funding for local law enforcement, taking on the NRA, strengthening background checks, and getting guns off our streets. Sean Ryan stood up to the big drug companies and capped the cost of insulin for people who need it. And he will always defend a woman's right to choose. We've been through a lot recently, but every time we get knocked down, we get right back up, because there's no quit in Western New York. And Sean Ryan has been with us, fighting for what's right for our families. This Tuesday, vote for Sean Ryan for State Senate. Paid for by Sean Ryan for State Senate.
Come, Cortez, your man for home improvement. Thinking of a new window or door? Well, think no farther than Big L. That's right, Big L. They're on William Street in Chickawauga. You've driven by. They have a brand new facility there. 2727 William Street is the address. Their phone number is 716-895-8484 and online at biglwindows.com. When you think of Big L, you think of Marvin, right? That's what we did when we built our new building. The Marvin Essential is what we have. The Essential window is 100% fiberglass. Fiberglass in, fiberglass out. Fiberglass more stable than vinyl. I recommend fiberglass over vinyl. A little bit more cost, but a lot more life, and a lot of selection available too. A lot of colors to pick from, and guess what? All the colors are the same price. Check out the Marvin Essential window for a decent price on a quality window. Want something stepped up from that? Well, they've got the Essential. The Essential is fiberglass out, wood interior, and of course, then there's the Cadillac, the architectural series. That is a wood window clad exterior, all available at Big L. They'll help you evaluate, select, and consult you on cost and arrange for installation with their total trust guarantee. That means if you ever have a problem, they'll take care of you. So stop in. Big L, windows and doors, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
They're the same local financial guys and tax lady you've come to know and trust, but now they're on longer. Don't miss the Financial Guys show with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, Saturdays from 1 till 3, followed by Ask the Tax Lady with Esther Goulias from 3 till 4. Finances and taxes from the local experts you trust. Saturday afternoons from 1 till 4 on News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
I'm Congressman Lee Zeldin, running to be your next governor. Early voting begins on October 29th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. This is your opportunity to save our state. If you're sick and tired of the attacks on our freedoms, wallets, public safety, and kids' education, make your voice heard by voting on Row C for the Conservative Party candidates. Kathy Hochul and her socialist allies have New York headed straight off the cliff. They've enacted radical policies that protect criminals and punish law-abiding citizens. Hochul has ignored New York's hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet. Make your voice heard by voting for your conservative candidates where it counts most on Row C, the conservative line. Paid for by Zeldin for New York.
Hammer Time. 10:52 is Hammer Time, and it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees as we wind our way up to a possible record-setting temperature today, albeit a little windy, so that means neighbors' leaves are going to come onto my property.
Yes. I have a fence now, so.
Well, there you go. My neighbor has a maple tree that was still green as of last week, and it's the last tree in the neighborhood. And when it's windy, guess what? All there is leaves comes onto my front lawn. But anyway, it's okay. He's a great neighbor. So we're with Jonathan, and we're talking about universal design. Jonathan's from the School of Architecture, and we've learned a lot about what's going on there. And this idea center is kind of plays a vital role in our community as far as kind of advising architects on universal design.
Yeah, that's right. Part of our service activities, we go out and we'll help, you know, architects not only just through continuing education courses, help them, you know, learn what universal design is, but we'll also actually help them, you know, we'll look over their plans and see if are they missing something. What could they be doing better to implement universal design, or even just make sure they're meeting, you know, the codes. Mm-hmm. And so we do this for clients all around the country, both for universal design and for ADA, but also for fair housing. So multifamily housing, sure, units. We go down to New York quite often. There's large developers there. They'll hire us because they don't want to get sued, you know, or sued again for compliance. And then we'll say, well, hey, but if you design a little bit better, even if you do accidentally fall short a little bit in the construction, you're going to hit the minimum code.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, so we try to encourage going beyond the minimums.
Off topic here, but real quick, do you see a code shift in what's coming, especially in New York City now with the movement away from natural gas? Do you see any code shifts that are going to ensue from that as far as insulation levels, perhaps, in trying to, you know, contain more heat because of electric being more expensive to work with?
You know, I'm not really up to speed on what that might entail. But I can say, you know, in terms of, you know, universal design, that, you know, having properly insulated housing and a good heat source, you know, helps achieve the goals of universal design.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, especially based on our topic today. Yeah. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
So back to our goals. What next is wellness?
Yeah, so this is about contributing to health promotion, avoidance of disease, and protection from hazards. So anything safety related, that's protection from hazards. You know, so maybe that second handrail for a child or something like that.
Bike lane?
You know, bike lanes, that sort of thing. In terms of housing, it might be as simple as making sure that it's just designed properly to avoid water infiltration. Mm-hmm. You know, code doesn't even require a fan in residential bathrooms.
That's
if
right.
You've got a window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, try taking a shower with the window open
in the
Buffalo in the winter.
Yeah.
So you know, but then you know, I can't tell you the number of houses I've been in. They got mold on the
that's
ceilings
right.
of the bathrooms.
I see that all the time.
You know, and that's a health issue. So that's a universal design thing.
Believe
too.
It or not, Jonathan, that item tops our list as the number one. The number one biggest thing that people overlook in their homes is a bathroom ventilating fan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it's not required.
Yeah, and if you have a window, it's not required. And I think a lot of people just they don't turn it on. When they're using a shower, they might turn it on when they're using the toilet or something, but they forget to turn it on when they're using the shower or to leave it on afterwards.
Right.
They actually make some with timers now too, where you can put it on a timer so it'll turn off.
We finally found a brand that's made by the brand is Panasonic that is so quiet that you literally cannot hear it run, and it's powerful. So they've really got that design refined.
Yeah.
Next on the list is social integration.
Yeah, treating all groups with dignity and respect. And this is more so about the community level and making sure that everybody's together rather than sending, you know, people who are old off to live someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping those community roots is important because they've social networks and friendships are important to older people. And older folks can report higher instances of isolation. And so by making sure that they can stay in the communities that they know and love, that's helpful, and making sure that the community support that, both, you know, in terms of the services available and the housing. That can they go visit their friends? Can their house might be perfectly accessible, but if none of their friends are, if the rest of the neighborhood isn't, then that's an issue.
This is such a huge topic unto itself. I mean, you could talk at length about what we've done with our aged population, the whole idea of nursing homes and what they have become, the idea of creating these campuses that, you know, are continuums where people can go if they're well to live in retirement and then stay there if they age in illness and need aid later in life.
We could be doing that with single family houses too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that would be something that would be a good thing in the community. And if you think about the cost, people like to talk about the cost of universal design. Well, what's the cost of you know, a facility?
Sure.
You know, that you might be putting, you know, a relative in.
Fascinating. This one's also fascinating. Personalization.
Yeah, incorporating opportunities for choice in the expression of individual preferences. And this is particularly important in a home. But making sure the home is adaptable over time to how you might use it. And so whether it's adjustable height clothing racks or just making sure that rooms can adapt in their layout, right? If you have like a sunken living room, that sort of limits your furniture arrangement. And now you've got a playpen or something that's coming, or you need to get a wheelchair through, whatever it is, it's more limiting. So having an open plan, having bedrooms that aren't, you know, specifically necessarily a bedroom, it could be an office, it could be something else. So having that choice.
And last on the list is cultural appropriateness.
Yeah, so this is about respecting and reinforcing cultural values and the social environmental context. In terms of housing, I think that this would really be about making sure the house just fits with the neighborhood. You don't want it to look institutional. You don't want it to look like it's, you know, quote, accessible design. And so you want to try to make sure that it works well for everyone, it fits in the neighborhood, and that everyone likes it, and that it works for your family.
Well, I've certainly learned a lot from you, and we'd welcome you back in the future to talk about the whole ancillary connections of universal design in our culture. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to be back.
Jonathan White from the University of Buffalo Center for Inclusive Design and Environmental Access, called the Idea Center, and that's right here at the Amherst campus. We're lucky to have such a unique institution right part of our School of Architecture.
Thank you. It's actually the Buffalo campus, the South campus.
Oh, it's at the city campus. Okay. All right. Well, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A portion of the state's new gun law still cannot be enforced in Erie and Niagara counties. U.S. District Judge John Sinatra Jr. sides with two Buffalo area clerics and gun rights organizations who had sued.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.